On June 12th and 13th, Wise Latina International will host its annual summit titled Tapestry of Evolution, Strength, Power, and Influence in Media. The event will feature presentations from screenwriter Josefina Lopez, author Sandra Cisneros, and the Smithsonian Institute's director of Latino Virtual Museum, Melissa Carrillo. Today, my guests are Semele de Aslan, screenwriter Josefina Lopez, president and founder of Wise Latina International, Liz Chavez, and Maria Maloney, board member of Wise Latina International. Welcome, Wise Latinas.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting us.
So nice to have you all here. So, Liz, tell us about your organization and why does it exist? Why did you bring it to us?
Well, it's not really my organization. I think it's an organization that has been growing by the women here in El Paso. We started in 2010, very informally, and we incorporated in 2011. But I think the important thing, especially for this summit, is I get asked and we get asked the question as to why we're focusing on media. Why Tapestry of Evolution, Strength, Power, and Influence in Media? And the answer to that is we have to understand that media shapes all of what we do in society, whether it's television, film, music, literature, teatro, photography, social media. So I think the important thing is to understand that it shapes our society. It also indicates and influences how we see ourselves and how others see us as Latinas. And more importantly, I think the importance of how we can use media to effect change, especially social change.
And it seems like, I mean, you have all the pieces of the puzzle. Your itinerary is huge. And just to see that it's all women, all Latinas, it's really empowering just to see, you know, wow, they've got quite the lineup. Miss Emily, can you tell us about
a great point. You know, we're sort of exclaiming, we do exist, right? We're women, we're proud. But, you know, I think the statistics sort of speak to the necessity of a conference like this. I mean, Latinas are predominantly portrayed as hypersexualized on the TV, Latinos as criminals in cheap labor. And so, you know, we make up 1%, less than 1% of news coverage. And most of it is in the negative, in the pejorative. We are perceived as lawbreakers, criminals. So, you know, to bring this cohort of Latina legends, as we like to call them, mm-hmm. and to share their stories, not only their stories of struggles of how they got there, but the success, and to inspire Latinas in our community to pursue those dreams, to have an impact in the media, that's what we hope to plant that seed so that we are a powerhouse. Like, it's predicted we're going to be the majority in 2020. So we need to roll up our sleeves and get working.
Now, the details, where is it going to take place?
We'll be at the Art Museum downtown and at the Camino Real Friday and Saturday, 8 to 5, workshops, panels, entertainment. It's a powerhouse event.
And Miss Maria, you are in charge of the writing workshop portion. Can you tell us about that?
The title of our program is called Writing Ourselves into History. We are going to be focusing on 3 writing workshops on Friday, which is Friday the 12th, one of which includes a writing workshop by Denise Chavez, another one by Josefina Lopez, and another one that I'll be heading, which is called Writing to Heal. That'll take place Friday afternoon, but the whole day is going to be focusing on behavioral health and Latinas for Friday. And we're going to be having panel discussions. We're also going to be having a youth track, and that'll be taking place in the morning also.
From 11 to 4 at the El Paso Public Library. And part of what we're doing with a youth track is also emphasizing, you know, El Paso has a very high rate of teen suicide. So we're doing a whole session on that with a licensed clinician. And then we're also doing an online bullying and cyber safety workshop for the young girls. And the girls are middle school to high school.
Which is really important in these times. Now, speaking of living Latina legends, we have with us Josefina Lopez, screenwriter, most famously known for Real Women Have Curves. Josefina, what do you plan to share with your El Paso audience when you're here?
Well, I definitely plan to share my journey. I started writing when I was 18 years old, you know, and my professional career actually started when I was 18, because I started writing when I was 5, I should say. Mm-hmm. So I want to share my journey because it's been a long one. And you know, I've been in the industry for over 25 years, and it's very sad that things are changing, but very slowly. But I do have the advantage that I've been in this field working for many years, knowing what needs to happen. And so I also teach writing classes. I've been teaching writing for over 12 years. And one of the things that I do is I do a lot of spiritual work. Because, you know, it's not enough that we are writing Latina stories. Those stories have to tap into something universal, say something that's so powerful that it's not just for our community, but for everyone. And so in my writing workshop, I'm going to help writers, anyone who's an aspiring writer, identify the themes of their life. I'm going to be doing some interesting spiritual work. It depends on who participates, because there's a lot of things I know to how you really tell a story. And it just depends how vulnerable and how courageous people are to want to hear the truth about how you really tell a great story and how you really tap into your pain to use it to really liberate others.
And Jose,
there's so much I want to share.
Are you open to, because I know, you know, we have a lot of talent here in this town. Are you open to them sharing their manuscripts with you, even, you know, before, during, after? Because I feel like you probably have a lot of people out there that want to share. And,
yeah,
you
so
know, you've
I,
done
I'm
that.
Very happy to tell people who have ideas, like the proper way to register them, the proper channels to get your idea out there. I would be happy to talk to anybody about the realities of being a writer, being a professional writer, whether it's a screenwriter, a playwright, a poet, or a novelist, which I am all those. I do too many things. So I'd be happy to share, like, real life. I mean, because I'm one of those people that I really want a whole community to rise. To me, I'm very lucky that God has given me a gift, but I know that this gift isn't for me. I know that this belongs to everyone. And so whoever wants advice, I'm happy to give it.
That's why events like this exist, to bring the community together, to teach and to share. And you know, I'm just thankful that you all came in today to talk about your event. And just so we can let people know, the Wise Latina International Summit happens on June 12th and 13th, and it's going to happen at the Camino Real. And there's a lot of opportunity for you to learn about everything, and we highly urge you to do that. If you want more information, you can visit wiselatinainternational.org, and you can purchase your tickets there as well. Thank you so much. Today, my guests have been Sameli Deslan, screenwriter Josefina Lopez, president and founder of Wise Latina International, Liz Chavez, and Maria Maloney, board member of Wise Latina International. Thank you so much for being on State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Josefina.
Thank you.
Adios.